A related sugi here on Chof Vav Amud Beis in Bav Metzia. Interesting, a little surprising, right? Let's take the. Let's start with Omar Rava.
Was it supposed to be surprising?
It should be. Nothing surprised you?
I thought it made sense at the time.
Wow. Okay. Omar Rava, you're worse off than I thought. Omar Rava. Ra'a Sela Shenofla. Okay. So if you saw a Sela that fell, Notla Lifne Yeyush Almanas Legozla. And you picked it up before the Ba was Miyayesh with the intent to steal it. Okay. So you saw a guy drop something. You saw that he did not notice that he had dropped it yet. And you swoop in and you pick it up with the intent of keeping it. Okay. So in that case, he says you're over for three, over on three mitzvos. You're over mishum lo sigzol, mishum hoshev tishivim, umishum lo suchol lezalim. So you're going to be over gezel because you're trying, because you want to keep it. You're going to be over the asay of Hashev Teshivim, because you're holding his object and you're not giving it back to him. And you're going to be over Lo Sucho L'Salem, because you ignored it as an Aveda, and you turned away from engaging it to return it. Okay? That's the partner of Hashev Teshivim, the Lav. Now, v'yafagav d'chazra l'acha yeyosh matana hu d'yohivle v'isura d'ovad ovad. Yeah. And even though you return it after he's miyayesh, so you pick it up and then you hear him say v'ayli l'chasran kis, and then you have a, you do tshuva, you decide you want to give it back to him. The Braisa uses, the Rava uses a strange lashon. He says, it's a present. All it is a present. And whatever you did, you did. Okay? Yeah. So Tosis is bothered by that. He says, what do you mean it's a present? Why aren't you Mekayim Veishav HaSegir HaShir Gozal? And you can still be Mekayim HaShev Teshivim up until, here on out. Okay, whatever you did in the past, you did in the past. But what do you mean it's a Matana Ba'alma? So Tosis says, no, it really just means with regards to the law of Lo Sucho L'Salim. But Ein Hachanami, you'll be Mekayim a mitzvah of Hashavos Aveda and Heshev Ezekzeho. Right? That's the way Tosafot learns. Correct?
If you don't, then you're over the Hashavos Teshivim. That's what the Gemara is talking about.
If you keep it,
yeah,
if you keep it, you'll be over all three Yisurim.
When the Gemara said that you're a chayav for Hashem Tishuvim, that was a case where you kept it.
That's right. And then, if you keep it until after Yeyush, right, then you're going to still be chayav, and then you return it, it's too late. But it's only too late, he's saying, in terms of what? In terms of Lo Sucho L'Salim. If he would have returned it before Yeyush, he wouldn't have been over Lo Sucho L'Salim. We're saying the only one that really is changed because of the Yeyush is Lo Sucho L'Salim. But whether it's before or after Yeyush, you still have the Gezel. You still have the mitzvah of Hashav HaSegzeh HaShir Gozel. Veishav HaSegzeh HaShir Gozel. And you still have his Aveda that you picked up. Be'isser. So you still have the mitzvah of Hashav HaSegzeh Aveda. The only love that is fixed after the Yeyush, the only thing that is set in stone after the Yeyush is the Lo Sucho L'Salim. Why? In terms of Lo Sucho L'Salim, that is only shayach when the Baal is still relating to it as his object, and he's looking, he's tovea, he's looking for it. It's a moment sheish lo tovin. So lo sucha lezale means you're not helping him to, you're not helping the Baal. You're not returning the object to the Baal who is, you're not saving it. Like Rashi says, you nimna mi lahatil. But that's only when there's someone who's looking for it. After he's looking for, after he gave up hope, then the zman of losucha losalim is over. So if you returned it before yeyush, you could have been misakein to some degree, or mekayim, removed the state of the issa of losucha losalim. But once it passes yeyush, now it's not shayach anymore. All right, let's go on. That's not our focus. Now, the next case. Omar Rova, Haiman. I'm sorry, what's the next case? Notla Lifne Yeish. Amanaslach Zira. Ulacha Yeish Niskavin Lagozla over Mishum Hoshev Teshivim. Let's say the person took it before Yeish with the intention of returning it. Right? And then he decides to keep it. After Yeish. Right? So he picked it up as a Shomer Aveda. Because it was an Aveda that the Baal was not Miyayishan. And he had the intention to hold it, to return it to the Baal. So he's not over Losucha Lesalim at that point, for sure. He's not over Gezel at that point, because he didn't do a Maisa against the Baal. But then, midstream, after Yeish, he hears the guy give up hope, and he says, he gave up hope on it. He doesn't care about it anymore. I'll keep it. Right? So the Gemara says he's only over for Hoshev Teshivim.
Doesn't he have that chiyuv even before he changes mind?
He does.
So why should it make a difference if he changes?
Because he wasn't being over anything at that point. I mean, before he changed his mind, he was in the process of being Mekayim Hoshev Teshivim. He wasn't being Mevatel Hoshev Teshivim. Now he's deciding to keep it. So now he's going in violation of, he's acting in violation of Hoshev Teshivim.
Even though the Baal no longer relates to the object, it's his object.
That's right. Even though the Baal gave up hope on it.
So Hoshev Teshivim, where is Hoshev Teshivim? It's not...
Because when he picked it up, the Baal was not Miyayish. Right? So then he picked it up with the chiyuv of Hashavah Zaveda. So he became chayev at that moment in Hashavah Zaveda. Right? Once he has the chiyuv of Hashavah Zaveda, it doesn't disappear even though the Baal is Miyayish. Right? Yeish is only Mikamedas of the other. Yeish, the only Kona and Aveda. When the Baal is Miyayish, Mikamedas Iliyade, before it comes into your hands. Right? By the way, you can't say Yeish is Hefker. You can't say it's really Hefker, because then you wouldn't learn it from a Pasuk. You wouldn't need a Pasuk of Simla to teach you if a guy's Mafker is Nechasim, you can take it. It has the it's put into the same effect as Hefker, because of the din of Yeish. But it's a separate din of Yeish. Tosfos is right. It's not equivalent either. Okay, so but what bothers me and what surprised me about this is why isn't he over Gzela at that point? That's what I found a little surprising. Yeah, but do you need a Maisa? Do you always need a Maisa? I mean, let's say I'm a Shomer. I mean, if you can learn, if the Ramban is really right, and the guy picks up an Aveda, he's a Shomer. So now he's a Shomer who is Sholeach Yad V'Vigadam. That's a Gzela. Right? That's a Gazlan. That's certainly a Samisr. Let's see Rashi. Over Mishum Hoshev Teshivim. Lo Sigzol Lo Shayach El Bishas Netila. Kemova Yigzol Asachonis Miyad HaMitzri. So Rashi is very careful the way he expresses it. He doesn't say you need a maisa of taking it from the Baal necessarily, because you're just picking up an Aveda. In the first case, you just picked up an Aveda off the street, over Gzela. But it has to be Shas Netila. Okay? It has to be at the time of your taking it. That's what we learn from Vayigzol Asachonas Miyad HaMitzri. Kidam bavakama lo sucha lezalim eino azhara el lekovishes eino v'nimna milahatzio. And lo sucha lezalim is a lav against averting your eyes and withholding from saving it. Okay, so why isn't that guy doing it now? He says, but here he was notla almanas lahachzir. So since when he picked it up, he decided to he was trying to give it back. So what? So now he can no longer be over lo sucha lezalim. So what's the law of lo sucha lezalim? It means when you find it in the state of aveda, you can't leave it there. Okay, so he didn't leave it there. He picked it up to return it. He picked it up to return it.
If he picked it up to be gozel, he also didn't leave it there.
Ah, so what about if he picked it up to steal it? He also didn't leave it there. But he prevented the hatzala.
Yeah.
He was nimna milahatzio. He was still a nimna milahatzio. And what's interesting is the iser, the chia or the lav of being a nimna milahatzio, is only shayach when the baal is not miayish, right? Once the baal is miayish, then there's no more hatzala of the chepsa. That's why after yish, it'd be too late to undo the lav of lo sucha lezalim. Okay. So what's he going to be over there for? He says, "Ula'achar yeyush niskaven legozla ein kan misalem." But what about Rashi? What if it was before yeyush? What if he picked it up al menas lachzira, and before yeyush he decides to steal it? So where's the shas netila? That would be gezel. Wouldn't that be gezel?
Isn't that someone in the first case?
Yeah, but no, it's not similar to the first case, because the Shas Natila, he had in mind to return it. Right?
Before
the Baal's Miyash changes his mind. That would also seem to be a Gezel.
Yeah, so.
Is it? Or is Rash saying, no, that can't be Gezel either? Once you pick it up, the shame...
What's considered Shas Natila?
What's considered Shas Natila?
Yeah.
Okay. So he says, "Hilgach anot la manas lahachzir la'acha yeish niskavein legozla ein kan misalem." Not clear from Rashi. No. Is he saying that if you would have changed your mind before the yeish, you'd be over gezel too? Mustava, right? He only comes back and says, "Ulaacha yesh niskaven legozel ein kan nisalim." But hashiv teshivim ika mishenotal ad shiyashivena. He says, but those the only iser, the only chiyuv that is permanent the whole way through while you're holding it is hashiv teshivim. So I picked it up al menas lahachzir. Now I am saddled with the chiyuv of returning it. That is constant. Even though the guy is miyayish, doesn't remove the chiyuv of hashavas aveda. The fact that he's miyayish will prevent lo sucha lis'alim from being chal. Right? And gezela, apparently. But because those are related to the maisa of lakicha. Right? But the mitzvah of Hashiv Teshivim is the entire time, it's a chov to return it the entire time you have it. Okay, so those are the three. Now, what if he waited until the Bailam HaMiyayesh and then he took it? Then he'd only be over Lo Sucha L'Salim Bavad. Okay, let's take a quick look at this Tosav here. Ain't over Mishum Hashiv Teshivim. So he says, okay, the first part is something different. He wants to say that it's only an asay. That's why the Gemara in Kedushin has to prove that it's not a Zman Groma. Because if it was Aseh, Now, it's Tosas bothered, the Maram explains. Why does the Gemara in Bava Kamma have to say that Aveda is Nasei She'en Azman Grama? It always has a Lav, Lo Suchon Lo Salim, coupled with it. And whenever you have a Lav and a Nasei, they're not together, there's no din of She'en Azman Grama, Nashim Peturos. So that's what Tosas says. You see from here that there's a case where you have the Asei without the Lav. That's why the Gemara in Bava Kamma has to explain that it's the Nashim Achayelos. Now, Vim Tomar Va my lake alav the low sigzal. Why isn't there gzela? E mishum de behetera asli yode halo bekovish char socher ikalav. So what are you gonna tell me? Like Rashi, that you have to do a mice of picking something up out of a guy's rishus? You have to grab something from somebody? So what if I don't pay my worker? I didn't grab anything from anybody. Right? Or like the other Shem, what if I don't pay my worker? Or what if I'm a co-front of Pikadim? Yesh lomer dehosam kishem miskavin ligzol lo nisyayshua bailam. V'hocha kvar nisyayshua. Yeah, so he's saying that he's definitely learning if you wanted to keep it before the yayah should be over gezel. It's not really that it goes by the Maisa Natila per se, but what? The Ritva clarifies a little bit of this. He says like this. Yeah, Pirish Rashi, not lo lifnei yeir, shlo shor kedei lemashmesh. Okay. Pirish, dekol shebishas netila neskavin legozlo harehu gezel. So as long as at the time you took it, you had intent to steal it, that's gezel. Afal pi shelo gozlo miyad chavero. So he's clarifying. You don't really need to take it from the guy's hand. Right, v'gozlas achonis miyad mitzri. You don't need mamish miyad mitzri. Otherwise, aveda is never going to be yezel because there's no yad. There's no person that you're taking it from. Okay, he says dekevan de birushus mare kaima kodem yeyush. Since it still belongs to him, right before yeyush, it still belongs to the baal. Therefore, kimi shenotla mechatzero domi, vikarinan viigzos achanas miyad mitzri. So that's what he's saying. He's saying as long as the cheftza is still in the rishus of the baal, right? That's enough. Like miyad hamitzri, you're going against his bailus, and his bailus is still chal in his cheftza. Ulafuki idoch bava dilakoman. That's excluding the case that comes later. Ki la'acha shenot lo neskavin legozlo deleka mishum bal tigzol. Dehashta lo havi dumya devigzol zechonis biad mitzri. V'chein perish Rashizal. Umiu kol shu biyado pikadon v'kofar bo bebeistin. O sheshalach bo yod nasa olav gazlan. Aye, but how about the case of Pikadon, where you already took it and you didn't take it as a gazlan? So why are you chayev? Why are you a gazlan? The kfira bebeistin ke gozel miyado dami. Interesting. In other words, it's like we were saying from the beginning, that in order to have gezel, you need a maisa against the baal. So you need a maisa against the baal.
Yeah.
So the thing is, though, by aveda,
you need a maisa against the baal always?
Always. It always has to be domet to gozel miyad hamitzri. It has to be domet to gozel miyad hamitzri. He's saying when it's not aveda, and the baal is not controlling it, but since he's not miyayesh, that has a shame of his bailus on it. That's enough to be considered to be going against his bailus, and that's doma le gozel miyad mitzri. But if I picked it up on Manas lahachzira. Okay, so even if you're going to accept like the Ramban, that I'm accepting upon myself a status of a shomer, okay, but it's not a shmira that I was ever appointed in by a baal, like we did in that Reb Chaim many moons ago. That there's a difference between by a shomer pikadon. There are two dinim by a shomer pikadon, right? There's the chiyuvim from the shame pikadon, from the shame shomer itself, right? That was with the katan. If you're a shomer pikadon from a katan's pikadon, so there are dinim of shmira that you're chayavin because you accepted the responsibility. But then there's a secondary element of the of being appointed by the mafkid, right? That was the chiluk that we had over there. That a katan can't be a mafkid; he's not an ish, but you can still be chayav as a shomer. So you have to take a shvuah according to the Rambam. So over here too, by aveda, it'd be a similar thing. I think he mentioned this. The Gemara over there brought that up, compared the katan to the shomer of an aveda. So it'd be the same thing. There's no baal. There's no mafkid by aveda. So as long as it has the identity of the baal before yeish, his bialis is still extant and expressed in midin aveda, because before yeish, no one's allowed to take it. So then a maisa would be kineged the baal. But if I picked up the pikadon to return it, that wasn't kineged a baal. Now he's miyayesh. His identity is removed from it. So now if I decide I don't want to be a shomer anymore, that's not considered going against the gavra of the baal. Because there's no gavra of baal. The gavra of the baal doesn't exist in the shmira of a shomer, of an aveda. He only exists by pikadon or those kinds of things, where there was a relationship, and you had an obligation to the gavra, and now you're denying it. But by the shomer of the aveda, you basically volunteered to pick it up for him. So you took upon yourself the shame shomer, without his appointment. So now, as long as his after the yeish, there's no more din gezel, because who are you? Who is your, which gavra are you violating? There's no gavra mitzad achefza anymore, because his yeish is, because of his yeish. And there's no gavra in the shmira, because you're not, there was no mafkid. Okay, so therefore, he won't be a, he won't be what? He won't be a gazlan. Okay, very good. But the question is, what does it mean that if he returns it, it's a matana ba'alma? What does that mean? What does it mean it's a matana he diyavle? So Tosis says it doesn't mean it literally, because really it's not a matana. I mean, on two out of three scores, it's not a matana. But Rav Yehudaigon says it's an absolute matana. And he has no obligation to give him back the cheftza or the damim, right? And that's the problem that basically all the Rishonim are bothered by. And the only one who really justifies it is the Ramban. No one else seems to like this sheet too much. Okay, so let's take a look at the Ramban in the Nochamos. So the Ramban is in both, it's in the Chidushim and in the Milchamos. I don't know, I thought that in the Milchamos he has a clearer explanation. But basically he says that what's the Yesod here? In this case, it's both. It's Gezela and Aveda. What does that mean? Go ahead.
The Aveda Niknes V'yeish. Hecha shalod not la the gazla
He says it's Gezela and Aveda, simultaneously. Now, how does that help? So he says, now you have to look at the properties of Gezela and the properties of Aveda. So he says, Aveda is Niknes B'yesh. That we know. We know that if you find an Aveda after Yeyosh, the Motzi can keep it. Your Kona. Okay. Heichashen lo notlo. So if a guy did not pick up the Aveda until after Yeyosh, he would be Kona. Good? And Gezela is not Niknes B'yeyosh. Ever. Midaraisa. Okay. Go ahead. Right. And at most, or at least, he has to pay dama. Go ahead.
The zoo kevan shenatla legosla below the yeshiva harhi kumunachas bekarta.
It's both Aveda and Gezela. And by Aveda, what's the din? As long as the bailim are miyayesh before you pick it up, you're kona. And by Gezela, you're never kona with Yeish. So it seems to be a little of a problem, because if there's Gezela involved, and at least you have to pay Damim. So if it's Gezela and Aveda, so how is that going to help you? It still is Gezela, and Gezela, you never kona with Yeish. Right? But he says, this case, since he took it to steal it and not to return it, it's like it's lying on the ground. And therefore, he can be kona. It's niknes b'yeish, just like an aveda. Why? He says, if it was a regular case of aveda that I just picked it up to return it, so then before yeish, so then it would be impossible for me to be kona. Why? Because since I picked it up for the Bailim, so I'm like the Yad Baal, and I'm a Shomer Socher for them. Hilchakli Olam ain't a Niknes B'yeish. Ho'ol V'yeish na B'Rishus HaBailim. So effectively, it's in the Rishus of the Bailim. So that can't be Yeish. Go ahead. After you pick it up. Here's the trick. He's trying to say that this is like an Aveda before you picked it up, because you picked it up to steal it. And it's not like Gezela, even though you picked it up to steal it. Picking it up to steal it keeps it like an Aveda before you picked it up. If it was really like an Aveda, Yeish wouldn't help you once you picked it up. And if it was really like Gezela, Yeish wouldn't help you after for Gezela either. But this is somehow an Aveda Gezela. And he says, I don't know if he uses the term here, in the Chidushim, he says it has the coolers of both, right? Let's see. He says, but this case, he says, of Obizu, that's it. Vis-a-vis the Bailam, it's like it's on the ground. It's not considered a Biyad Bailam. And therefore, Niknes B'yeish Ligamri Kedin Motzi Metzia Lacha Yeish Ve'eno Chayav L'Shalim Domim Klal Kedei L'Kayim Ve'eishav Esagzila Sherei Niknes Lo Ligamri B'yeish Mitam Aveda. It's amazing. It's an amazing Chiddush. He is over the Yisra of Gezela when he picked it up. And he does not owe anything. Nothing. He doesn't owe Damim. He doesn't owe Chefza. Zero. Why? Because normally a Gazlan... He doesn't explain the Gazlan side so much. But normally a Gazlan is Chayav Midin Veshev as the Gzeilash or Gozal. He doesn't really explain why that doesn't apply so much. He says, but over here he's not. So I mean, why isn't he chayav midin heishvig zilashen gozal? But over here he's saying, because it really stays as like an Aveda somehow or other. And once he's Miyayesh, he's Konal Gamri. In other words, it's a case of Gizela that the Kinyan is Legamri. Therefore, he does not, he'll be over the Isser Gizela, and he will not be Chayav anything.
This is the case where he picks it up as an Aveda?
He picks up an Aveda to steal it. Sometimes you meet people that like to ask like these trivia questions, you know. How can you have five lane, 12 days in a row? And, you know, these are the questions. So you can hit them with this. What's the case where you're over the Isser Gizela and you have absolutely no chiyuv to return the damim or the chefza? Let them find this one. No, you're not over Gezel over there.
No, I'm Gezel. There's no Pride.
Right. And we said that you're just the Mavatal, the Sayyid.
Right,
you're when over you Gezel.
When you say he's picking it up to.
Okay, here's the case.
Yeah.
I see you walking down the street. And I see you drop your money. A $100 bill falls out of your pocket. And I see that you haven't noticed it. So I say, okay, opportunity knocks. I'm going to go and I'm going to take your $100 bill. And they have no intention of ever returning it to you. Right? Then I see you say, where's my $100 bill? I'm never going to get it back. I can keep it. I 100% can keep every penny. And even if I wanted to give it back to you, it would be like giving you anything else. It would be like giving you a total present. Don't owe you a cent. I don't owe you a cent. Like the Ran says, even if you were mudur hanah from me, in other words, if I was mudur hanah from you, if I said that you're not allowed, if you made a neder that I can never give you any hanah, you would not be allowed to accept the $100 bill. Whereas if I had stolen it from you straight out, of course, even though you made a neder not to get hanah from me, you can still take back the $100 bill. It's yours. But this $100 is 100% mine. I'm not chayav damim, I'm not chayav anything. That's what the Rishonim don't like. What happened to the gzela? What happened to the gzela? So he's trying to work it out. He's saying it's a gzela, it's an aveda gzela. And since aveda, so because let's just, you just have to put it together, at least in a formula, right? He's saying this. How can you formulate it for me in a sentence that it makes sense? Not that it necessarily makes sense. In a technical sense. Did we finish the piece? He says, "Eino chayv l'shalim damim klal." Yeah. Sherei niknis lo legamri b'yeish mitam aveda af al pi shehichzir. Over Bekulam, v'zeh ha-pirush bara v'nachon. Yeah, so what do you say? So just give me the formulation. What is occurring halachically? What's the halachic, in the eyes of halacha, what is occurring? And why? In this story that I just said. So according to him, halachically, what's going on is, even though I come in and I grab that $100 bill, since I'm grabbing it to steal it, it's as if it never left the ground. That's what he's saying. And therefore, what's the din of a $100 bill on the ground after the Baal is Miyayish? And you can keep it. So since I came in to steal it, it's like it's munach on the ground. And the din of an aveda that's munach on the ground is whoever finds it gets to keep it. So let's just try to put it together a little bit. He's saying, why is it that that you're not kona aveda after yesh? I mean before yesh. After yesh. Let's say, why is it that when you pick up an aveda before yesh, you're not kona it after yesh? That's his logical question.
You pick up an Aveda before you should not come after you?
Correct. How come if I picked up an Aveda Amenas Lahachzir? He knows you got to stick with the simple cases. Why is it if I pick up an Aveda Amenas Lahachzir and the Bailam Amiyayesh, I'm not Kona? Because I'm considered Yad Bailam. Right? It's considered like I'm Yad Bailam and it's Bereshus Bailam. Okay? So over here he's saying, since I'm picking it up to steal it, I'm not considered Yad Bailam. So it remains in the state of Kimuna Chas Bekarka. And therefore, the Yeish will be effective. Because if I would have picked it up to return it, I would have been taking the place of the Bailam, and that would prevent Yeish. Since I'm picking it up to steal it, I'm not Yad Bailam. That allows the Yeish to be effective. But what about, let's analyze it from the Gzela side. That's from the Aveda side. Now, he's basically saying it remains B'Toras Aveda because you never picked it up B'Toras Aveda. You never picked it up Amanas Lahachzir. Okay. But what about the fact that I picked it up to steal it, and stealing is Chayav and Yeish B'Gzela? Right?
What about one Chayav to return Gzela there?
Yeah, like the Ran. I mean, the Ran is saying it doesn't make sense. Because what does the Gemara say in Bava Kamma? It says Gezel is worse than Aveda, because Gezel is an Isser. Right? So here, it still is Isur Boli Yodeh. He picked it up on Manas L'Gozla. So, since he picked it up on Manas L'Gozla, isn't that itself the Chiyav of Heshavas Gezel Shergozel? Isn't that saddle him with the chiyav of Heshavas Gezel Shergozel? Once he picks it up, Legozla. Once he's over the Isser of Heshavas Gezela, according to the Rambam, this would be the only case where you should get Malkus for as a Gazel. According to the Rambam, this would be the case you get Malkus as a Gazel. Because it's impossible to be Masakein. Although I guess if you give it back before Yeish, but after Yeish, that's it.
Why not? So,
that's the question, right? Right. So what must you say for the Ramban? That the Chiyav of Eishav HaZegzela Shir Gozel does not stem from the Isser Gezela. That is an inescapable truth, according to the Ramban. And that apparently is the way the other Rishonim seem to be learning. That once you're over the Isser of Gezel, then the Mela Yavachiyav of Heshav HaZegzela Shir Gozel. The Ramban is not saying that. Because he definitely is saying, the Gemara says you did an Isser, you were Gozel. And he himself says you're a Gozlan. But yet, he's saying there's no Chiyav of Heshav HaZegzela Shir Gozel. So what is the Mechayav of Heshav HaZegzela Shir Gozel if it's not the Maisa Gezel?
Having the Baal Tavya.
And why is, and over here, before Yeish, right, do you have a Chiyav of Heshav HaZegzela Shir Gozel? Seems so.
Yeah.
So then how come it falls away? How come this Chiyav of Heshav HaZegzela falls away? And the regular one doesn't. He doesn't exactly tie up that end, that loose end. That's what he says in the Chidushim. It has the best of both worlds. It has the Kula of Aveda and the Kula of Gezel. It has the Kula of Aveda that he can be Kona Midin Yeish. Right? And or what's the Kula of Gezel? It's going to be that. It's, I mean, he's saying it has a Kula of Gezel. Right. Yeah, so what do you say? All right, stop. We gotta stop dancing around it, Mori, and get it straight. So you need to say. I think the formula is simple according to Ramban. What's the formula? The formula is like this: the Maisa Gezel does what? What does the Maisa Gezel do?
Do you have an answer?
No. How is he looking at the Maisa Gezel? But what's he saying? Let's just think about it simply. What is he saying? He's saying when you picked up the Aveda L'Shem Gezela, it remains munach b'karka. It remains kim munach b'karka. Okay, and if I go into a guy's rishus and I steal his object, then what?
Sounds like it should be munach b'karka.
No.
Sounds like it should be.
That would mean, that would be true if Gizela puts it into the state of munach b'karka. But it doesn't, that's going too far. That's not what he's saying. All he's saying is what?
It remains in its current
it
state.
Preserves the current state. The Maisa Gizela cannot alter the current state of affairs. Okay? So it's like we were saying yesterday, similar in a certain sense. What is the state of the Aveda? It is in reality out of the Baal's control already. And in terms of the Chefza and the Damim, it is in a state, it's in a tenuous state of existence vis-a-vis the Baal. So he's saying the Ramban is learning that the Maisag, the Yechayev, the Heshev, as Gzela Shir Gozel, and Yechayev, the Damim, and everything else when you did a Maisag Gzela, because you can't change reality. You can't go into a guy's house, take his object, and say, now it's mine. That's a Maisa Gzela. Maisa Gzela, halachically, doesn't alter the reality of whose property this belongs to, of whose property this is. It doesn't alter the reality that this is an asset of his, and his rishus is valued by this, the value of his rishus is increased because of this object. I can't go in and change that.
There's a certain change. I mean, it can't be makdish anymore. You know, it's not accurate.
I can change certain facts on the ground. But I can't alter the financial reality. I can't alter the halachic reality of the bailus itself. Now it's possible if I do a shina yishen, a shina rishus, if I do a shina maisel, all these other things, they can say, okay, it's no longer this object, it's no longer the same object that was his, so that's considered like a kinyan. But I can't change the fact that this damim was in his rishus, b'toras damim, and there's no way for me to be kona those damim. Because the kinyan of the gazlan cannot alter the reality that preceded it. And the reality that preceded it was that this was part of his damim, this belonged to that gavra b'toras damim, and there's no way to change that. That's the chiyuv of veheshev and the chiyuv of tashlamim. It doesn't stem from the maisa isser of the gezel. It stems from the fact that the isser of the maisa gezel is limited in its ability to rewrite, to change the facts.
So
but by Aveda, he's saying the same thing is true too. By Aveda, what am I doing? I'm just preserving the state of existence of Aveda. So that when a Gazlan steals an Aveda, he's just preserving the current state of affairs of how this object relates to its Baal. It relates to its Baal only midin his das. Because in reality, I'm not being motzi from his rishus. So you can't say that. No, it's for him, isura boliyade means we don't regard the change that the isser creates.
What was the isser?
Gezel.
That gezel is being marked in Babylon, but the Babylon is already marked from his rishus.
Since he's not miyayesh, so the Torah gives him a zechus in it still. So before yayesh, there's the chiyav of hashava, the isser of losucha l'salem, that creates a reality that still is considered mamon shalab, is still considered the chefs of the bailam. But where is the chefs of the Baal? We can't ignore the reality. The reality, in other words, if I take the Aveda, it's like, it's a little similar to what we were saying the first time around, we were learning this again. Saying that an Aveda, that a Gezela is like the reality. The reality of the state of the chefs of Gezela is like Aveda. It's out of the rishus of the Baal. That's the only thing is, since it's Isura Boli Yode, since it came to his, since he created that state, Be'isser,
That's the side that says we disregard that state of affairs. Because the Maisa of the Isser can't, the Torah doesn't consider the reality created by that Isser. But if it was no, that's the question on the Ramban. Why don't I say, what does the Gemara say by Aveda? It says, why is Gezela worse than Aveda? Because it's Isur Bal Yadei. Now this Aveda, he got it by Isser. He stole it. So why doesn't that automatically disqualify the whole idea? Just like Rabbah had the question, does Gezela work? Does Yeish work by Gezela or not? And the only and his chilik was that Aveda is Heter Bol Yadeh and Gezela is Isur Bol Yadeh. Well, here's an Aveda that's Isur Bol Yadeh. So you see, according to the Ramban, that Isur Bol Yadeh is not a factor of Maisa Isur, but it means to say that the state of affairs of Aveda that's created through Gezela is halachically invalid. But over here, he's not creating the state of Aveda with his Isser. The state of Aveda preceded his Isser. The only din of Isur Bol Yadeh means that the Isser can't change the state of the Chefza. And we view the Chefza pre-Isser. We view its halachic qualities and realities before the Isser. So if I go into your house and I take it out, so then we can't say, well, oh, now it's an Aveda. No, because you created the state of the Aveda. But if the state of Aveda existed, the fact that I'm doing an Isser when I take it, it's not relevant anymore. Because I'm not trying to create something new, I'm not trying to create a new state. That's the only din of Isser Bar Liyadeh. So over here the Ramban says, when he picks up the Aveda to steal it, it always remains in the state of reality, it always remains in that same state vis-a-vis the Bailam. Since he's not picking it up, Kiyad Baal, so the Gezela will preserve the present condition of Kimu Nachas Bekarka. And once the Miyayish, he'll be Kona. So that's really the Machlokas. I mean, for the Ran and the other, those, they're all learning that the Chiyav of Veheshev is a Chiyav that stems from the Isser of Gezel. Whereas the Ramban is learning the Chiyav of Veheshev stems from the fact that the Gezel cannot alter the reality of the Torah's domim in the Chefza of Rishus, that the Chefza was completely in the Baal's Rishus under his control, and now that I removed it from his control, physically I removed it from his control, but halachically it still remains, and that's the Chakira of Rabbah. When we say halachically it still remains, is that vis-a-vis the Domim alone, but in terms of the Chefza, we can just treat it like a regular Aveda? Or does that mean, since the Domim, since like we said earlier, the Domim have a din of being unchanged, and the Domim are practically tied up into this Chefza, halachically, the Chefza itself is considered beyond the reach of Yesh. But, that's the Ramban. It's an interesting Ramban.
So, what is Machayev you in Dunham, or returning Heshev as a Gezel?
Because it's his. It's his.
Is the attempted change of status? Or what is it like?
It's because I have Momon Shel Chob Yodi. That's like the Ramban. That's like I have your money in my hands.
Do you not have stuff, his money in his hands, if it's Aveda? You don't have his money in your hands?
I have in my hands his lost money.
So it's only having his non-lost money in your hands that isn't a five or done.
That's stealing, right? In other words, I have to reinstate the condition that my Gezel is attempting to disrupt.
Right, but it seems like it's like an odd split in Gezel. Now you're saying really the Isser Gezel is just being mocked, his money that he is close to. But then the Domim is really just being makev his non-lost money. Like, isn't that like a weird split?
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, you're saying there's two different factors. You're over Gezel, but you're not...
In which case? Which case?
In the Ramban's case. That's a
right, so I did a Maisa of Gezel. Yeah, that's interesting. Why is it a Maisa Gezel? Why
is it a Maisa Gezel? We're going like Rashi, you need a Maisa Gezel? I thought not just being makev his mamon.
Well, here it's Pasha, because you picked it up with the Chatchila to seal it. right?
I'm saying you need the mice to be over this. Or guess it can't just be das, you know, not the maksa. That once you decide to be maksa in lamam.
Doesn't matter in this case, because you're picking it up on manasla gozla. We don't have to go down to that level of detail. So it's here for sure. You picked it up legozla. So you're a gazlan. It's interesting. You're a gazlan. But what's the status of the gzela? He's saying the gzela is just like a regular maisa gzela. You're trying to take for yourself that which belongs to the Baal. The only thing is, over here, the only way it belongs to the Baal is midin hashava. So you're trying to remove the din hashava. So that's your gezel. But what does it, vis-a-vis the chefza, it means it remains in the state of a chiyav hashava. But things that have a chiyav hashava lose their chiyav hashava after yeish. Whereas if I go into your house and I take something out, yeish never works on things in my house. So it's not going to work on things I take out of your house, because we don't consider it kemunach b'karka. It's not kemunach b'karka. It's kemunach b'rishuscha. Why? By aveda, you have to pick it up l'shem aveda for it to be considered in the rishus of the Baal, because in reality it wasn't. And the gezela will maintain that state. But by regular gezela, it is in the rishus of the Baal. And now my gezela is not going to remove it from the... If it really removed it from the rishus of the Baal, like a real aveda, then I'd be kind of dumb too. Because the point is, the Ramban doesn't think it's impossible. That's the interesting thing. It's not impossible that a gezel, that the yeish of a gezel can be miyayish, the damim, can be kona the damim too. That's the problem that was bothering everybody. How could you compare yeish of gezel to yeish of aveda? Yeish of aveda is on damim. Yeish of gezel is not. It's interesting, but the Rambam says no. It's even possible to have yeish on gezel. That's kona damim, because. Because over here, the Maisa Gezel is, this is the case where the Maisa Gezel is limited to the Chiyav of the Hashava. Because that's his Bailus. That's his remaining Bailus. It's his rights to of Hashava. But that will maintain it in the state of Kimunachas Bekarka. And now he'll be over an Isser Gezel, but the Yeish will be a Yeish on Damam too.
Is there a yeish gzela?
Until the yeish.
Can you explain
until
again
the yeish?
The wrong.
Because that's his maisa gzela. In other words, he'll be, like Ariel is saying, as long as he's kovesh, that aveda, he's involved in his maisa gzela of separating the Baal from what's rightfully his. Because what right does he have? He has the right of Aveda, of Hashavas Aveda. That would be the Gezel. Whereas the Ra and all the other Rishonim are learning the Chi of Aveheshiv comes from the Isser of Gezel. Once you're saddled with an Isser, once you're saddled with a Chi of Aveheshiv that stems from the Maisa Gezel, that can never be removed. But if the Chi of Aveheshiv comes from the state of the Cheftza, then it's possible to change the state of the Cheftza. But you can never change the fact that you were over an Isser. If the Chiyav of a Heshev is Tashlumen for the Maisa Gzela, you can never undo the Maisa Gzela. Even if you did Shuva, ask the Ramchal. You can never undo that, right? So you'll always have done the Maisa Gzela. Unless God decides that you didn't. But until that point, you always had done it. And therefore, you'll never be Pater from the Tashlumen. Because it's conditioned on something that's not changeable. The past is not changeable. But if it's conditioned, if the Chi of Hashava is on the present state of the object, because I have the Mamon Shel Bailim my Rishus, even though I took it out, that can't be undone. But that's not true by Aveda. Because by Aveda, it's only considered his because before Yeish. Yep.
It's very, very sharp Ramban. So you save Rabbi Yehudaigon.
Who was he?
In other words, just to sum it up, the only permanence, the only time there's the yeish will be ineffective is either when you pick it up as a shomer aveda kiyad abaylam, or when you remove something from the Rishus of the Baal. But over here, he's removing something that's not in the Rishus of the Baal. So he's not picking it up as the Baal, and he's not doing a Gezel on a Chefta that's in his Rishus. So it remains in the state of Kimunachas Bekarka. But that all dependent on the Tashlum not being totally on the Maisa Isser. The other ones are learning. Once there's a Maisa Isser, it takes whatever object that is, and it creates a permanent shame of Tashlumen on that. He's learning is different. It's totally on the state of the Chefta. I think. All right. Something interesting.